Dr. Sue Bujak, Mid-State Technical College. A big day in Stevens Point with the grand opening of the new facility. You're pretty excited. I see the smile on your face.
Yes, this is. It's a great day. We get to have a combination of our 100-year centennial combined with the grand opening of our new Stevens Point campus project. So it is a wonderful day.
Now, this will give you a lot more room, and from what I understand, it improves and modernizes the facilities that you used to have.
It does. At our other facility, parking was at premium classroom space we didn't have enough of, and there was nowhere to expand. So by moving into what used to be the J.C. Benny's and downtown mall area, we were able to totally revamp the square footage in ways to make it effective for higher education learning opportunities for our students. So we're now able to expand class sizes, provide some additional offerings, and have a state-of-the-art facility.
And for those that have been in the building when it was Penny's, part of the mall, now you're actually utilizing an upper level that they never had before.
Right. Where they had the skylights on that second level, we were able to create a mezzanine, and then we're able to use that for student learning space for our students to be able to kick back or engage in whatever ways that is according to their learning styles. So it's about another 2,000 square feet for us up there.
One of the things I noticed right off the bat coming in the door on the east side, the first thing you see is a large open computer lab. That's a good place for it.
Yes, what we're calling, that is our learning commons. It is a innovative new learning environment that combines an open space with multiple student learning opportunities as well as support services all under one roof.
Ribbon cutting is today, and I understand a program to follow. What types of things are you going to tell the crowd today?
Well, first I'm going to do a great big thank you to the crowd, because we wouldn't be here in this facility if it wasn't for the local support that we received from the community and the city of Stevens Point and surrounding areas. So that's first and foremost on my list, and also to support Mid-State Technical College. The support that our board of directors provided through this and the guidance is also enormous. Third, and absolutely not least, is a thank you to our employees who made this possible. They are very dedicated and certainly focused on getting us in.
I understand the employees are a big part of a weekend moving project, which was rather extensive.
It was, and I think that project was going on until about 3 o'clock today, just a few hours ago, you know, before we got everything in place.
You mentioned that there will be some additional class offerings here because you now have the space to do so. I'm curious, are there certain programs that are really high-demand programs right now that you might be using the space for?
Well, we have a new program. It's gerontology, and so very much in high demand as we roll that out, especially when we've got some aging baby boomers that are around looking for the different types of support and services. This type of program will help create those opportunities for our students to work with that particular population. And we've moved the early childhood education program from the Wisconsin campus over to the Stevens Point campus because we have a really strong articulation agreement with University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, and we're just down the street from that children's museum, and so we're hoping for some great synergy there too.
I understand that a lot of the programs work closely with area businesses. If you're starting a new gerontology program, you've got two nursing homes and about 7 CVRFs in this community that work with. Are they on board?
Yes. We have, again, before we start a new program, we work with area employers to identify what are the needs, and we do a needs assessment to validate that. And so it isn't, we look to invest our limited resources in ways that will have the most positive return for area employers and economic development.
What's next for the college?
Well, I think we're going to celebrate today and then see where next takes us.
Anything you want to add today?
No, it's just a wonderful day. We look to really be part of the downtown community. We expect we'll be hosting stakeholder meetings that should be bringing hundreds of individuals into the downtown as they participate in the conferences and the meetings that we offer. So it'll very much be a collaborative relationship that continues to grow with the downtown area.
When you mention those state meetings, I'm guessing it's a video conference type setup, or are you bringing people in live, or both?
We're bringing in people primarily live. We're in the state with the Wisconsin Technical College system. We're located pretty much right in the middle. So there's been demand for having meetings at our facilities in Point before, but we weren't able to accommodate them because we didn't have the space. Now with two very nice sized community engagement rooms, we're able to host those types of meetings, which certainly will have a ripple effect in the community.